Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Right now, talking Nashville Predators. And to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our good friend, Adam Vingan from The Athletic, who is always vibing. Adam, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
Robbie, how does it feel to have your face on your co-host torso right now?
It's very good. It feels great. I'm glad that Rex Road has decided to sport his We're Vibing Robbie t-shirt today that you can pick up at Journey Risk True. And he looks pretty good in it, I'll be honest with you.
I'm combing the beard right now.
Yeah. It feels, you should get you one, Adam.
Where's yours?
I don't have one yet.
All right. We can fix this.
Yet. That's a key
yet
word.
Yet is the key word in that discussion, that's for sure. Adam, the Predators taking on Columbus tonight with an opportunity, if things go well, to clinch a playoff berth tonight. How amazing is it that we're saying that sentence here today on this show?
It is quite amazing, and I think the official clinching scenario, the NHL has not posted it yet, but I believe a Predators win of any kind against the Blue Jackets and a regulation loss by the Stars to the Lightning will clinch the Predators' seventh consecutive playoff appearance. The only two teams that either are tied or have more playoff appearances in a row are the Washington Capitals, who also have seven, and the Pittsburgh Penguins, who I think are at 14 or 15 at this point. But considering where they were, where they are, and where they could be, you know, I looked it up last night because I was curious. So if the Predators win tonight, I think that will make them 19-6-1 in their past 26 games, which is a 123-point pace over the course of an 82-game season.
Not bad.
And two things can be true at once. I think you can, as a fan, celebrate this sort of accomplishment, this sort of turnaround. But then I think the cynical among us, including myself, as per usual, we'll look at it as, well, it took a 123-point pace over the second half of the season to get you into fourth place. So depending on which side of the fence you sit, I mean, it could be a reason to celebrate. It could also, once again, be a reason to be skeptical or cynical of this team's chances and overall trajectory.
Adam's wet blanket of negativity once again draped over the proceedings.
I'd like to think it's realism, not negativity.
That's right.
No, it is realism, but I think you hit the point there. You know, it's two things true, and if you're a Predators fan, I would hope that you've been enjoying this. You know, I mean, I think it's been an enjoyable run. And I think the question that we all have, Adam, and we're not going to have a great feel for it until probably it's all over here and whatever happens in the postseason, but, you know, how sustainable is it? 123-point pace isn't, right? But how sustainable is it in terms of if this team just could have been decent early, you know, it could be in a different spot right now. Can it be this team for a whole season? But, I mean, the biggest thing there is Soros, right? I mean – Where are you right now on him? We had a good comment from our friend Jeremy K. Gover about Askarov. You know, if Soros does emerge, he becomes a trade asset. But either way, you have him as the next goalie up. The goalie situation as you see it right now.
It is quite interesting because Predators do have a pretty good goaltending pipeline. They have UC Soros. They have Connor Ingram. Who has since returned. Of course, if you recall, he entered I don't remember the exact name of it. It has changed, but what we used to be known as the substance abuse and behavioral, I can't remember exactly what it's called, but he entered that program in January and has since returned and has played a couple of games for the Chicago Wolves. And then you have Yaroslav Askarov, the first round pick from this past draft. And it's funny because we talked about at the beginning of the season that UC Soros really only needed to be the goalie of the immediate future, that he just needed to be a bridge from Pekka to, you know, presumably Askarov, which is probably like a, you know, a 2 to 3, maybe 4 year bridge, depending on how long it takes Askarov to get to the NHL. But when you look at how well UC Saros has been playing, when you combine that with how well he played at the end of last season too, they certainly have something in him. I personally believe and have believed that the height issue, if you would like to call it that, regarding UC Saros has been incredibly overblown. I think, you know, sub-6-foot goaltenders, you know, while they are outliers, can still be, you know, effective in the NHL. Just look at Anton Hudobin last year and at various points this year. So, you know, I wrote the other day that I think UC Saros should be in the Hart Trophy conversation. You know, what does that mean exactly? You know, I think he's probably worthy of some fourth and fifth place votes, maybe a third place vote here and there. I mean, Connor McDavid has already won the award, and if all 100 members of the voting block do not select Connor McDavid to win the Hart Trophy, something is incredibly wrong. But I still think that UC Saros deserves that consideration. I mean, without him, this season would have been over 2 months ago. I mean, it's plain and simple.
Adam Vingan from The Athletic on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
Real quick, I can tell you guys right now, I'm going to have a problem with Askarov Askarov. So thank you for correcting me. So I'll figure it out, though. The Skiatika is acting up
today. Skiatika, another case of the Skiatika here on the program. Adam, what do you think of this Tom Wilson situation going on right now in the NHL? Obviously, that took Twitter by storm yesterday. Tom Wilson basically body slamming Artemi Panarin to the ice the other night. Panarin going to be out the rest of this week. Will miss the rest of the season for the Rangers. Wilson handed a $5,000 fine by the NHL Department of Player Safety yesterday, and the New York Rangers coming out with potentially the strongest statement I've ever seen from a professional sports organization, basically calling for George Parros, the director of NHL Player Safety, to be fired in that statement. What do you think of all this? What do you think of Tom Wilson as a player and his place in this league? And what did you think of that response by the New York Rangers?
Well, first of all, the New York Rangers are going to be fined more for that statement than Tom Wilson was for his act against Pavel Buchnevich, which, by the way, is what he was fined for. He was not fined for the Artemi Panarin scuffle, if I recall correctly, based on the press release from the NHL. But, I mean, when that statement came out, it was one of those instances where I had to make sure that it was not like a fake Rangers Twitter account. but, you know, thinking about, I'm looking at it right now, a horrifying act of violence. I especially appreciated the use of dereliction of duty as it relates to George Parros, the former NHL player and now head of Department of Player Safety. Look, you know, I have an interesting perspective on Tom Wilson because I covered Tom at the beginning of his career. I was still in Washington when Tom debuted in the NHL. And, you know, at the time, early on in his career, he was sort of thrust into that enforcing type role. But over the years, the thing that always confuses me about the way that Tom goes about his business on the ice is that he's a far better player than that. You know, you think of someone like Brad Marchand, for example. I mean, Brad Marchand is a pest. I mean, he literally licked Ryan Callahan a few years ago, for God's sake.
He did.
But he's an effective player. I mean, he can score goals. He can make an impact in a top six. And so can Tom Wilson. I mean, Tom Wilson does not have to resort to these tactics, to put it lightly. It is part of his game, but, you know, he's much more skilled than that. So, you know, you hope that, you know, someone can get through to him. You know, Peter Laviolette called it, I think he just said, that's what happens in a scrum. You know, I'm not sure exactly how often that really just happens in a scrum. But, you know, of course, Peter is just defending his player just as he would when he was here. But yeah, I have a hard time. Like, I was surprised it was only a fine. But you know, Tom Wilson is definitely the most polarizing player in the league right now. Just the dialogue on Twitter yesterday about, you know, what the punishment should have or should not have been. I mean, the New York Post wrote a headline saying that Tom Wilson should be banned from the NHL for, quote unquote, nearly killing Artemi Panarin. You know, perhaps that's just New York Post headline 101, but, you know, I just think that Tom Wilson is better than this. He is a much better player than resorting to those sorts of things.
Yeah, I think Laviolette's Cobra Kai stuff has made Tom Wilson worse. that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, on the goalie talk, Adam, I did want to get your thought on this right now, because it's possible we could see Pekka Rinne this weekend or Saturday or Monday, potentially, depending on how things go. Where are you right now in his immediate future?
Well, I heard what David Poile said yesterday to Willie and Darren, and you know everything that David said, you know, makes sense. I can understand why Pekka might be, you know, a bit, you know, bummed about the situation. This, you know, could be his final season, and you know, it was a natural move for him to become the backup. But you know, no one could have expected UC Saros to play the way that he's been playing, especially when you consider how he was playing before he was injured in early March. If I were the Predators and the Predators clinch a playoff spot tonight, I'm starting Pekka Rinne on Saturday. Give him perhaps one last Saturday night start in Nashville, just as he's done so many times throughout his excellent career. But for all intents and purposes, he's been a good teammate. I mean, this is what we've known about Pekka Rinne. I mean, he's, for as mild-mannered and as generous as he is with his time and just how wonderful of a person he can be, you know, he's also a fiery competitor. So I bet it's certainly eating him up inside that he hasn't been playing. But, you know, everything that I've heard is that he's been a exceptional teammate. He's been there for UC Saros. You know, he's imparted wisdom on UC in terms of how to play so many games in a row and how to play games in this type of high-pressure environment. So, you know, I do believe that Pekka Rinne deserves a little credit for what we've seen out of UC Saros. I mean, their relationship, we've talked about it for years, is so close. You know, as John Hines said the other day, you know, you couldn't ask for a better mentor for UC Saros than Pekka Rinne. So, you know, I have to imagine that Pekka is, of course, a bit disappointed that he hasn't played a larger role in this season. But, you know, we see it after every game UC wins. You know, the last person to greet him in the handshake line is Pekka, and he wraps him up in a big hug. I mean, they care about each other a lot. So, you know, Pekka Rinne, you know, kudos to being such a great teammate.
Adam Vinyan from The Athletic has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Joins us every Wednesday at 9:30. Adam, great stuff, man. Appreciate you taking time to join us.
All right, Rex Road. I think you look good in that shirt. I wasn't sure how it would look on you, but it looks good.
Hey, if you could be next.
Get a chance. Go watch the first segment of the show. It's very exciting.
It's very exciting.
And it's kind of a nod to your favorite sport. So
that's
true.
We can get that. That's kind of a tease for Joe Rexroad there for Adam. Adam, appreciate you, man.
All right, guys. Thanks.
When we come back, we'll react a little bit more to the statement released yesterday by the New York Rangers, potentially the strongest statement I've ever seen from a professional sports organization regarding the firing of George Parros. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.